It's here and now. This winter, I visited my brother Jimmy in Los Angeles. We took a walk on the beach, ate sushi, stepped inside a kind of shower stall in negative 220-degree temperatures for a little cryotherapy. Let's back up. Whole-body cryotherapy is exposure to hyper-cold air for just a couple of minutes. Followers say it reduces inflammation. There's research claiming it does and others that it doesn't. But professional athletes are using it instead of ice baths. Alex Moore is the high-performance director for the NBA team, the Cleveland Cavaliers.
From what I've heard, some guys get in there and squeal a little bit and struggle to last the time. Physiologically, the whole goal is to reduce inflammation in the system. There's also some effects on the nervous system that help with recovery as well. So I definitely think it's not for everybody, and not every player does it, but the ones who try it are normally the braver ones.
Well, I'm here to report you don't feel that brave while you're doing it. Dr. Jonas Kuna is co-owner and medical director of Cryo Healthcare in Los Angeles. He joins us from the NPR West Studios in Culver City. And Jonas, doctor, we'll talk more about what it feels like in there, but first, how did this start?
So the first chamber was developed by a Japanese rheumatologist in 1978, Dr. Yamaguchi, and it was used to treat rheumatoid arthritis. And from there on, it kind of took off. There were several places in Europe that developed chambers, and it's been used in Europe really since that time.
Whole body cryotherapy is approved for certain medical conditions in Europe. It has not been studied or approved by the FDA for medical uses in this country, even though you are a doctor. You do not advertise this as being beneficial for medical purposes. But what is your personal opinion about the effect that it has on people?
It really has a tremendous anti-inflammatory effect on the body. And if you think of a lot of illnesses, we feel that many of them arise from inflammation, systemic inflammation, whether it is heart disease, cancers, autoimmune disorders, even Alzheimer's disease. And that's why a lot of these studies done now evaluate how this anti-inflammatory effect can improve these conditions.
In 2011, a study out of the University of Limerick, which was published in the Scandinavian Journal of Medicine and Science and Sports, concluded that cryotherapy did not lessen muscle damage. But then a French study found that it did lessen, as you say, inflammation, although the researchers from the University of Limerick came back and said, well, reducing inflammation may make you feel better, but it doesn't repair anything, so you're still left with the underlying muscle damage. What do you say to that? Could be concerning if you feel better, but you've damaged your muscles.
Yeah, so one of the big crowds using these treatments are athletes, and they do it for recovery after strenuous exercise, but also after small injuries. So what they notice, though, is that they recover faster. So one is for sure there's a pain-mediating effect, an analgesic effect of the treatment. But we have seen that certain muscle problems, muscle spasms can improve with it. The body, the healing of the body, you know, to accelerate that, if you think about it that way, the body always heals itself in the end. But I think we can impact it. And we see in our client population that they recover faster and that, not only pain improves, but swelling goes down and functionality returns faster. That's what we observe, at least in our setting.
You told me about a woman who came in a wheelchair. For some people, just having less pain, less inflammation is enough. They're not going to be, playing an NBA game.
That's correct. And if you think about it, I mean, the pain medicine, that's a very tricky thing at the moment. One of our most prescribed medications in the United States, for example, is Vicodin. So we have definitely a need to find methods to reduce pain without always using opiates or other medications. And I think this offers a very amazing adjuvant therapy for the treatment of pain.
Okay, well, let's talk about how it's done, because it's insane. you strip down, you put on little booties, gloves, sort of a headband around your ears. You got your underpants on, you have a robe that you put on. There's two ways to do it. You can be in a chamber where your head sticks out, or you can, as I say, step between these two shower stalls.
First time is hard.
Can you describe that feeling when you first, that wall of cold hits you?
That's just really what it feels like. It feels like you're walking into a brick wall of extreme cold, and it's almost hard to breathe. And that's partially because you get very anxious and very nervous in there. The main thing I always tell people is when you walk in, be relaxed. I mean, don't fight the cold. I mean, you have no chance to fight the cold. So you're immersed completely in it. Just relax as much as possible.
Stepping into that second room, I have been to the top of Kilimanjaro. I have been in Quebec Labrador. I have been in cold, cold, cold. I have never felt anything this cold. It is so cold.
Yeah, the temperature, if you think about it, the coldest recorded temperature on Earth is, I think, minus 80 Celsius, and that's on the North Pole in winter. This chamber goes to about twice that temperature, so it is extremely cold. You know, but it has to be. That's the only way these treatments work, to get to significant temperature.
Because what's happening? You have people pick a song. I picked Happy. I'm in there dancing around to Happy. I think my shoulders are freezing. I start patting my shoulders. But my stomach is getting warm. Weird. What's happening?
So because of this extreme temperature, the body doesn't even try to warm the extremities. It's actually quite contrary. It kind of causes peripheral vasoconstriction to preserve core temperature. That means the blood supply to your arms and legs decreases, and the blood gets concentrated and pushed towards the core where your organs are, and also, you know, obviously the supply of your brain, you know, through the arteries leading there. So it kind of does anything it can to survive in this cold temperature. And physiologically, it's a different mechanism than just being in, let's say, an ice bath or in a cold environment. It's physiologically behaving a bit different.
You said the blood rushes to, as you say, your core to protect your organs. But then when it rushes back, it's infused, and you feel that too. And you do feel a little, I don't know, happy afterwards. I'm not sure if it was because I survived. But what is that?
Yeah, so there's definitely a large amount of release of endorphins, and that's what some people feel after. It's like compared to a runner's high after you completed a marathon. That's kind of comparable, I think. When you look at the studies, they did a lot of blood samples before and after treatments, and so endorphins are up. We saw that the anti-inflammatory markers are increasing, whereas the pro-inflammatory, so the bad markers, go down.
Well, look, you say not everyone can do this. People have to be screened. If they have certain issues with heart, say, for instance, they can't do it. You say you really can't see an effect on inflammation unless you do it more than once. It's been around for a few years, and it doesn't seem as if it's spreading across the country. Do you think that it's just to step inside something that's twice as cold as the coldest place on Earth? That's a tough sell.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we do definitely see a growth in it. It is slowly but surely increasing the number of places that offer this. Once we can advertise a bit more, we may be able to get it approved for certain conditions. And having FDA approval basically would be a good thing to allow insurance coverage, etc.
Yeah.
I think we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. I think this is something that will slowly but steadily grow.
So to speak, tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, exactly.
Colder than an iceberg. Dr. Jonas Kuna, co-owner and medical director of Cryo Healthcare in Los Angeles. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, now more cautions. Track star Justin Gatlin got frostbite after he went into a cryotherapy chamber wearing wet socks, which instantly froze his skin. And there's a list of health problems that rule out users: untreated high blood pressure, diabetes. So beware. But maybe just the fun of seeing a sibling dance to this song in their underwear, mittens, and socks is a reason to do it. You're listening to Here and Now.